We're in the middle of Siman Shin Yud Gimel, discussing halachas of moving of doors and locks on Shabbos, and Sif Hey, the bottom of page 236. Shid the Teva Migdal. These are different types of closets, towers. Shabbos and Atzad, but the opening is from the side. The Yesh, as we continue to have Kofir Tess and Meralef, the Yesh Lehem Shnei Tzirim, they have two hinges. One on top, one on the bottom. If the bottom one comes out totally out of its place, now let's put it back. Because you might come and force it in. But if some of it comes out, you can push it out until you put it back to its place. Since the upper hinge remains in its place, so it's very easy to put it back in the bottom one. But when the upper one comes out, push it and to return it to its place. So we're saying about these closets that the opening is from the side, and they have these two hinges, one on the top, and one on the bottom. And there's a hole in the by the doorstep that the hinge goes into. And on the top by the lintel, there's also a hole on the top, that the upper hinge is inside that hole. So he said, if the bottom one comes out, all totally, and I'll put it back, because you might force it in b'chizik strongly, with pegs and with nails, that it can't get out anymore. That would be considered as like as a finishing off an item. And even when the hole is in the middle of the opening of the box, where it's not really so applicable to go ahead and have this decree up that you might come to push it in so tight. Even so, it's going to be forbidden. We make a decree when it's in the middle because of when it's on the side. Even our hinges, which are from iron, and I'll put back the doors of vessels. They give him a decree. That it's not in very well. He's going to come to connect it with nails, and then he's going to be over makor patish. Sivkat lama test. He said, if let's say some of it went out, then you could push it in because the upper one remains in its place. So it's very easy to put back the lower one. But sivkat lama test, because you have to say, when the upper one goes out, they said that through that, when nefil gamri totally falls off. Then even the pushing is forbidden, like a returning, and then therefore it would be forbidden even to be just to push it and to return it to its place. The Sharti and Chav Zayin says that if it's the Raisa Drabanan, that's talking in Shidis Rashi Daisel. Look over there and look in the Rambam Per Chafei Alocha Chafei. Sivav Mita Shel Prokim, a bed made out of different parts. You're not allowed to go ahead and put it back and push back the pieces. From talk, if you did push in chayv chatzis, chayv bar chatzis, be'imhi, dark alias, as Ramah, that's in those two words, the norm is to be refuya. If it's loose, this actually happens a lot with these types of tables that, you know, you have these legs, and that wouldn't be initially permitted, it says Ramah, but actually a hatik, as long as you don't push it in tight. Continues the Machabe B'Kishon Parakim. Let's say you have a cup made out of different parts. Mutl Farkel, like Zibra Shabbos, is allowed to undo it and put it back on Shabbos. Yesh Mishum, some say, Shadin Akeske, the Namita, that the halacha of the cup is like the halacha of the bed, that it's forbidden. At least if it's tight. Hagos said, Ramavim Dark, at least Mudik, if the norm is that it should be tight. Avgav the actual Rafa, even though right now it's loose, us is forbidden. That's the Maimini Perchabez, Hagos the Shri, Kobay, and that's what seems like it was going to words of the Torah. Says Mishmur Sivkat Mem. If you have a bed, Shal Prakim. I know that is a sleep truck and truck. It's made out of different parts. Because of these professionals, that they could travel with it. When they come to that place, they put back the piece together, and they put it up. Such a type of bed, also forbidden to put it back and to make it tight. Because you might put it tightly with nails and pegs, which is the completion of the work. For making an item. Some say the Kimish Isaac is a Kli Gomer. Actually, this itself, since you're making a full fledged bed, you're liable for building. We If its norm is to be loose, then it's mutter like itchilah. The shuvain lochas klashim yavod lachtikar. You're not going to be concerned. You come to do it tight because it's meant to be loose. Sivkad mem gimel. The Rama added on, as long as shlo yahadik, as long as you don't do it very tight. But rafavein the rafay. Now to do it loose, but not loose, that's us. That's forbidden. It has to be totally loose. The cups that they remove it from the stem. That's permitted to undo it and to put it back.
Which Mishmur explains that's kishu rafi, meaning when it's loose. That's the Shartzino Islam says from the Taz and the Lashon of the Torah that he writes that it's permitted on inyan. Says you have to look into that according to his interpretation. But says Mishbura, the reason is because they in derech lahadik kokach b'chazik. It's not the norm to press it in so tightly. She yachashim kamei tekiyah that it should be like pushing it in. But okay, therefore in lochashim yitzka, therefore we don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to come to push it in. Be'esh mishayimah severely. Now the esh mishayimah holds kimna kapon derech lahadik, since the norm is to put in tight. Gam barofa also that even if it's loose it's forbidden. Kamei b'mitzah shaprakim, like the case of the bed of parts. So therefore the kais would have the same halacha like the bed. Our cups that's made with indentations around, that it has this indentations near its leg, and it's very tightly pressed in. According to everyone, it's going to be forbidden. The Shartin Islamic Bays brings that is even to push it in loosely. For the reason is because you might push it in strongly. Now, from the words in the Magid Brahm, it's obvious that when you push it in strongly through the Shloif, it's considered like literally Tekeya, and if it's forbidden even according to the Torah in all situations, when the Taz in the beginning of Sivkat and Zion sounds like that he holds that even through the Shloif strongly, it's only Yisra Rabbanan, and therefore Mela, according to the first opinion, which opinion of the Torah would be permitted when you put it in softly. Like I said, my matcha that is lengthy regarding the kli of shreif and is inclined to be lenient. However, it comes out the lamaisa said one should be stringent like the Magid Avraham. However, regarding the primary halacha, it's not like over there that he holds that through the shreif is only Yisra Rabbanan in all situations. Look over there. Kajenz Mishabura says v'kizra geilum, the covering of vessels. Afilam asum koch, even if it's made like that, sure, that's permitted. Doesn't mean asum likim, it's not made to be maintained like that. Garak lapasim l'sagur and tamid, rather to constantly be opening and closing. V'chein kaz of taz writes. Now even vessels that you're not allowed to undo it and put it back, but to move them it's permitted. Like Gazer, they didn't decree. Another only case of a candelabra, the dark of the spark, where the norm is to undo it. And something similar like that. But something that you don't normally undo, sure, but tilfel is permitted to move it. Not concerned for that. Simkat membav. The Mechaber brought B'yesh Mishayim V'chula. Some say that the halacha of the cup is like the halacha of the bed. Now, look at Chila. Initially, Yesh Lachma G'dayezu, one should be stringent like this opinion. Achim will tzarek Shabbos, but for a Shabbos need, Yesh Lissim Echadei Rishayna, say the Achrayim, they could rely on the first opinion, that a cup is more lenient. Sivkotin Mem Zayin, that Shadin HaKoyis, that the halacha of the cup is like the halacha of the bed. But then, same thing is Ashtender, Shabbos Knesses, Shemenacha and all of Svaram, that the Svaram are on it, Imoshal Prakam, it's made out of parts, that also has the same halacha like the bed. Sivkotin Mem Chest. The Rama brought that if the derech is liyas muhudik, is to be tightly pressed, that even if you do it right now loose, it's forbidden. What someone means to say is it's liyas muhudik with the kubah chayzik, is that it should be pushed in and tightly pressed in. Shebezeh, that regarding this, avator, even the Torah, the Udei Rishon, which is the first opinion, might also would agree that it's forbidden. The Sharat Sein Lamed Hei says that Stam Hiduk is the first opinion, that's the Torah, that he holds it's permitted. And this is the Rama's Magi in the beginning of the Siv, the Dafka, when its norm is to be loose, it's permitted. He picks like that regarding this according to everyone that's permitted. But the truth is, according to the Torah, even if the norm is that it's pressed in a little bit, it's also permitted when you're doing it loosely, since it's not the norm to be mahadik and b'chayzik strongly, to be that it should be geizer because of the kiyah of putting it tightly pressed. Sif Zayin. Kairish Nishbra, a beam that broke. Mutla Samcha Baruch Zamiti, you let us support it with the bed frame, the sides of the bed. Shem Kli, which is a vessel. Look at the Shatala. Not that it should go up. If that was the case of Ali Bun, you would be building it. Look at the Shalit Yes, it's just that it shouldn't fall down more. Vushi Yerifum, that it should be loose. Shayuchalit Lamikashir, so they can take it when you want to. Oh, the Mahatkam Shem, but if you push it in tightly over there, then Asadan is going to be forbidden. Says Mishbra Zabkat Memtes, Shem Kli. Now, if it's not a tool, rak, it's mama, just a piece of wood, come and mock like a stick, even though it's prepared to move, that type of thing would be forbidden to support beneath the beam. The Dhamma Levine, because that's similar to building, that's the Magad Ram right. But Rabbi Teshav is Chalkum, they disagree on him, and they permit anything that has the name of a Kli on it, until regarding moving it. Since you're doing that, owner shouldn't come down anymore. The Sharatzin Islam and Zayin says that is that he's inclined that according to them, even Bahamahadkai, when you're doing it tight, it's permitted by a stick, because over there it doesn't really apply bitl klimechane, nullifying a vessel from its preparedness, as long as it doesn't have a name of a vessel on it. Says the Sharatzin, according to Muhammad's understanding, that as this is something novel and does not seem to be correct, because since they were guys of Issa, not practically Machane, they didn't differentiate, and they said it's anything is forbidden that initially was permitted to move, and he's causing with his action that it's going to be forbidden to move, is going to be as a problem. Bir Alacha, in the Vimaschal, Darkali is Refuya, there are more added on the words that if it's normal to be loose, then it's permitted Ketchila, as long as you're not Mahalik. That is, you're not makpe, you're not particular if it moves within the hole, so it's loose. Then it's permitted, because then you have to be glazed. It's only by something that you would position it with force, be pushing it. That's the common name of the rivet. But in this mag, it's brought the davka is something that needs strength and professionalism. Then it's forbidden. This is all from the words of the Magen Avraham. Some of the deer shoe number 17. Regarding the shutters of a store, and Tufkuf Yotes Mishbur explains that the hinges in the middle, that's like the Chur Be'emtza that we're mentioning over here, is a protrusion in the middle of the side of the door. And opposite it, there's a hole in the door frame of the opening. And you stick the protrusion into the hole. Now the reason of the halach of the middle hinge that's different from the hinge on the top and the bottom, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, that the hinges on top and the bottom, they remain in the hole, even when you open up the door. And therefore, there's room to be concerned of Shemiyitka. You might push it back in. But the middle hinge comes out of the hole every time you open up the door, and you don't have to be concerned there for Shemiyitka. And that's what the Ramban writes in Tzachal Shabbos, Kuf Beis, Amad Beis, in the name of the Yeshemin. Dish number 18, Magen Avraham explains that when the hinges are made out of iron, the hole is wide. And therefore, you can't really push in the hinge very strongly. However, the begoyzer is not to put it back, because you might find that the hinge is not connected to the door, and you might come to attach it with nails. Addition number 19, Mishnah Berurah was mitzayin to Simon Shin Yudal Tzif Aleph, and the Vilna Goyim over there. So there, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that there is binyan b'kelim. And there, the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. The opinion that holds that there's binyan b'kelim, and the opinion that holds that there's no binyan b'kelim. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there is that even according to the opinion that holds there's no binyan b'kelim, but if you put together a vessel, you're going to be chayv for a malacha of makom v'patish. Dish number 20, the Vilna Gaon over there proves that according to those who hold that there is binyan b'kelim, it's not only putting together a new vessel that's considered binyan, but even putting together a new element of a vessel that was meaning taken apart is considered a binyan if the putting together is a professional act. Also, the Vilna Gaon writes over there that the Iker is like the opinion that, like those who hold that there's no binyan stir b'kelim. Dish number 22, the handles of glasses that got removed from their place, Shem Zaman holds, and Ms. Karela says it's forbidden to put it back into its place, even in loose way. For example, let's say through a metal string or a splinter, since the norm is to put it back with screws, which has a halacha like tekiya, like pushing it in. So too, the pin of Ms. Karela says it's forbidden to put back the glass of the glasses that fell out of its place, since the norm is to put it back by pushing it in very tightly. Dish number 23, what you see from the Mishnah Berurah is that the machleik is between the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Shita Satur, and the opinion of the Yesh Mishami, which is Shita's Maram Rudenberg, is if it's permitted to put back in a loose way a vessel that you don't usually push it in tightly. You're not tekei it. You don't put in, rather you just mahadik. It's tight, but it's not very tight. That's how it's explained by Seis of the Ramo over here. But the Chaznish is inclined in the Shulchan Aruch that Mechaber retracts and he holds that Machlekes is if it's permitted to be mahadik in a place where you're not usually tekeya. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav explains. The Chaznish writes, it's possible to be lenient and to be mahadik in a place where you're not tekoa. Now, it's also brought in Shulchan Aruch that according to everyone, it's forbidden to put back in a loose way a vessel that the norm is to be tekeya, to put in very tight. The Chaznish writes that it's machlik's rishonim, and there are those who hold that even where the derech is litkoya, you're allowed to put it back in a loose way. And he writes, it's possible to lean like you could be leaning like this opinion, even according to because even for those who say it's forbidden, only say it's forbidden only because it's gzeirat rabban. Dish number 24, according to the Chaznish, the connecting of the bed of that's made out of parts is not a loose connection, rather it's a chibah mahuduk. Dish number 25. We said that if it's not meant to be maintained, like the cover, it's only meant to open and close all the time, therefore it's not a problem. So together, this head, the Chaznish writes that since it's not possible to utilize a vessel if your cover is going to remain closed forever, if it comes out, the way of the utility of this vessel is by opening and closing, and therefore the closing of the cover is not considered as a gemar a malacha the kli. Rather, it's like utility of it, but a kli that your mark of it, you it's a compound, so that you could utilize it. So even though you're taking apart and putting together, it introduces every utility, you're not allowed to put it back, because the putting together is the gemar malacha. Rosh Zalman writes a different explanation for the reason why of this hatter, that since even the covering is not on the vessel, it's still considered as a kli in the eyes of people like a kli shalom. Therefore, connecting the cover to the vessel is not considered as a gemar malacha the kli, because the vessel was considered as complete even before you connected the cover. He adds on that therefore a vessel that you connected from new every time you use it, you allowed to put it together, because even before the connecting, it was considered as a full vessel. Now, based on his interpretation, Chazon Ish writes that when you connect the electric current in an electric utensil machine, there's a problem by isabaina. Because even though the norm is to turn on and turn off the electricity every time you utilize it, but still lishitasa, like we just said, since utility in that item is only when the electric is turned on, so the connecting of the electricity is considered as gemar malacha of this, let's say, vacuum, whatever it is, and it's not like utility, it's making the thing. Chazon Ish adds on that not to permit the connecting of electric current through a button or something like that, because it's considered as like a loose connection, because the electric connection is considered full binyan, and therefore it's always considered as a chibur of a tekiah. Rosh Zalman discussed there to say that since the derech is to turn on and turn off the electric current every time you utilize it, so therefore even when the electric current is not on, it's still considered as a full, item, and for that reason, the connecting of the electric current is not considered as a gemar malacha of that machshir, of that item. Rosh Zalman also writes that according to the words of Chazon Ish, you would have to explain how is it permitted to, let's say, connect a syringe, but they're not fit for utility. It's only after you connect them. Comes out that when you put it together, you're creating a vessel. Rather, obviously, that since even when they're separated, they're considered in people's eyes as a full vessel, they'd be allowed to connect them. Now, to shake a thermometer, to have the silver go in it go down, with the intention that you could measure a person's temperature again, Shem Zem holds that you're allowed to do that. That's not considered as a tikkun, as like fixing the thermometer. It's like utility, which people normally do that, which according to his opinion, you're allowed to do that, even according to the Shitz Chazon Ish. That's a Yashabet, Shubhaz Olatin, that you're allowed to take down the silver that's in the thermometer. The other hand, Shubhaz Shabalevi writes that would be a problem, but Makabe Patish, which you're now making it into a vessel, but he's not sure if it's Isma Derais. And Nesker Elz is not sure if it's permitted only for the needs of a Chayla. Then his opinion is that it would be permitted. Dish number 26, even a vessel that you normally open and close with some type of a latch, like a button, only at distant times, for example, let's say a shtender, where you have some type of a, many shtenders have this with some type of a turning thing, that you don't usually pick it up and put it down only at distant times, which some someone holds that you're allowed to open and close it when it's necessary, because it's considered as a kli shalom, whether it's open or whether it's closed. That's what's a primal b'yashim, that's written in Shuvah Shevelevi. Shuvah Mazizel writes, it's forbidden to open and close the vessel through this latch if you don't usually do it. And therefore, it's forbidden to open and close by the shtender, because it's not similar to like a covering of a vessel where you always open and close it. That's what's written in Shuvah Zalatzian. That's what's written in Miskar Elitz. However, it's for a different reason, because the covering of vessels, the opening and closing of the latch are considered like utility of the vessel, because it's not possible to utilize the vessel if it remains closed or open. But the shtender, which you could use it at a certain height without opening the latch at all, and for that reason, the opening and closing is not considered as utility of the vessel, but as like creating of a new vessel. Edition number 27, we said that since he's doing it only that it shouldn't go down further, you're allowed to support with the bed frame. Now, even though making a strengthening to prevent something from getting ruined is not a problem by Isser Baina, but Rosh Hashanah is inclined that an action that of supporting that's done with the object itself, and not like an external protection for preventing something from getting ruined, would be forbidden to be done. So therefore, it's forbidden to put some type of a lacquer or some type of a flowing, you know, on, let's say on like a some type of cream or something, whatever, like some type of soap, liquid soap on, let's say, a stocking that has a tear, to prevent it from running more. Because even though that's only preventing from tearing more, but still, since you're doing that action in the stocking itself, he says that would be forbidden to be done. Addition number 28. If someone is mevatel kli mechane, nullifies a vessel from its utility by destroying the kli. For example, let's say you use toilet paper that's meant for one-time usage, disposable. Someone holds that that's permitted. So even though you mevatel through that the towel, that's not considered mevatel kli mechane if through using it you're destroying it, because that's what it's meant for. He adds on that the one-timers, there's another reason why it's permitted, because that's it designated for that, and therefore that's utility. It's not considered a bit kli, and therefore that's not a problem. Dish number 29, Bar Aloha had said that that its norm is to be loose, meaning that you're not makbid if it turns around in the hole. It's not very tight. And this girl explains that any insertion of something to a wider space in it, for example, let's say putting the leg of a table into a place where it's there in the table in a way that the area is wider than the leg, is considered like a loose connection. So too, these boards that are on the sides of a table, which are there to lengthen a leaf, to lengthen the table, and this girl holds that opening it is considered like opening up something loose, even though it's hard to open it because it's heavy, and because of the heaviness of the table that's placed on that, that's not a problem. He adds on that even if that board is connected to the base of the table through wooden latches, it's permitted to lift it up to open up the boards beneath it, because even that connection is also considered as a loose connection.